Before we jump into this episode, you know that I love collaborating with other business owners because the more we support each other, the more we will collectively grow. And that's why I want to tell you about an incredible event that I am thrilled to be part of, hosted by one of our wonderful podcast guests, Wendy Collier. You're invited to experience Ticket to Freedom in its 10th season. This free event is a virtual learning retreat with business building and spiritual growth gifts, where myself and a panel of other heart-centered, high-integrity leaders are helping you fulfill your purpose, grow your business with authenticity and soul fuel, and attract more soulmate clients without sacrificing what is most important to you or spending your life on social media. And you know I am all about all of those things. So head over to wendycollier.com/Kelly to save your free seat before registration closes on May the 7th. That's wendycollier.com/Kelly. The visibility itself is the tool. It's not the result. It's the tool that you need in order to continue to grow more awareness for your brand, for your business, for your message, to create more credibility and authority in who you are and your expertise, and to really enhance your profile in the space in the market that you want to reach. This is the Entrepreneur School podcast, where we believe you can run a thriving business and still make your family a priority. This show is all about supporting you, the emerging or early stage entrepreneur, on your journey from solopreneur to CEO while wearing all of the other hats in your life. My name is Kelly Sinclair, and I'm a brand and marketing strategist who started a business with two kids under three. I'm a corporate PR girl turned entrepreneur after I learned the hard way that life is too short to waste doing things that burn you out. On this show, you'll hear inspiring stories from other business owners on their journey and learn strategies to help you grow a profitable business while making it all fit into the life that you want. Welcome to Entrepreneur School. So I have been out speaking in real life rooms lately, and also on virtual events and podcasts and doing quite a lot of this. And the theme that I've been talking about is this concept that I have been applying in my own business for several months now, and something that's working really, really well for me. And so I wanted to unpack it a little bit more because I always get asked when I start talking about it, because I use this phrase, visibility tour. And the visibility tour method. And what does that mean exactly? So I want to share a little bit about what is a visibility tour, why and when you might want to use one in your business, how it works, also a case study from my own business and how this has been really building over the past several months, as well as the four elements of what is actually part of the visibility tour. So first off, I wanted to debunk something. Because this idea of the visibility tour that I had was totally inspired by Taylor Swift's Eras Tour. And then I've been talking to people who are like, oh, now, I don't want to do what Taylor Swift does because that's insane. That's a lot of flying all over the world. And it's years and years of, it's the never ending tour now, this Eras Tour. And it's so big and so unattainable sounding. And I'm yes, I understand. So let's just be honest, this is not what we're talking about. We're not talking about you going on some never-ending marathon tour of visibility for your business. It's not even as intense as you may have seen people doing with launching books or things like that. But it is based on this idea from PR campaigns that I have worked on where the purpose is to enhance your visibility and increase the volume essentially of your marketing and your message for a specific period of time. And my initial recommended time frame for that is 60 days. So that's 8 weeks where you go a little harder than normal. You commit to some consistency, which doesn't mean you have to do something every single day, but you build your momentum. And so that's the real benefit of going on a visibility tour. It creates a chain reaction of momentum. And it's really amazing because you don't tend to know what one action you take is going to lead to. I mean, we'd all love to know that if I do this, then this is going to happen. But the reality is you have to like reverse engineer it. You have to go, this happened because I did this and I talked to that person and I went to this event and I can trace it back to like step number one, right? Which is a fun game that I like to play. For me, it goes all the way back to when I was 13 years old. I had the choice to pick between two different high schools. And if I had picked the other one, I would have never met my husband. So sometimes it's amazing how a decision and an action can really create that ripple effect that spreads out sometimes for months at a time, right? Because a lot of what we do when it comes to visibility can be a longer game. It's not necessarily an instant result or response that comes. So I want to share a bit of a case study of how this has been really rolling out for me with some recent examples for you so that you can see how it's been building. So first of all, the very first thing I did was last summer, I was like, I don't work that much, but I'm worried about having that summer lag where because it's nice outside and I don't want to really do anything, I'm like not focused on my business at all. And I was worried about what would happen if I let myself do that. It would mean September would come and I'd have to feel like trying to get the wheels back underneath me. So I wanted those wheels to be rolling all summer long. So what I did was I committed to taking a visibility action like once per day. And these actions, which I've shared about in many other episodes, are like 10-minute actions. They're things like reaching out to a past client or connecting with somebody who you want to collaborate with or putting something out there, like writing an email to your email list or to somebody who you want to start to do an event with, to speak at their podcast, to do something like that. These are short little actions that are really just putting yourself out there and creating that momentum and creating those relationships. So one of the first things that I did, being the PR girl that I am, was pitch to the local media about my podcast. I had all of these self-doubting feelings about the fact that the podcast was only 6 months old, that it only had like 2,000 downloads, and that didn't seem like very much or very impressive or whatever. The things that you tell yourself, like you have to wait until you're a certain size or that you've achieved certain things before you can put yourself out there. And that's just the opposite of how it works, actually, because the visibility itself is the tool. It's not the result. It's the tool that you need in order to continue to grow more awareness for your brand, for your business, for your message, to create more credibility and authority in who you are and your expertise, and to really enhance your profile in the space and the market that you want to reach. So that first step of taking that action and getting that media coverage resulted in so many more things that have come from that. I can trace it to a podcast interview with Keaton Hoskins, who is a multi-millionaire successful entrepreneur who had just sold out a huge event with like 8,000 people, essentially a stage that I would want to be on. So I was very excited to be able to speak with this guy. I'll link the episode below if you want to go listen to that episode, because it was really a great interview, which caused me to get out of my comfort zone more. And I was just so lit up after that. I was excited. And that energy like created more action and more momentum from me, which then led me to apply, like to take this whole thing and make it a case study, which made me apply for the speaking opportunity that I just did in Nashville. And so between that time period was like 8 months. It took like 8 months for those things to connect to each other. Meanwhile, so much more is happening because everything that you do creates a ripple effect and creates more energy and more momentum. And because I I now feel like there's like a whole spider web out there of people that I've met and talked to and relationships that I've built and been able to do collaborations, that things are coming together a lot more seamlessly. I have things like booked out in my calendar for months ahead. I have people reaching out and I'm making connections now, and I'm not always the one initiating, which is really nice. And so I also have been like noticed and selected to be parts of events with new circles of people that I don't even know. So it just goes to show that that commitment to consistency really can build into something really big and powerful. And as well, the whole purpose of it is to create a habit. It's to create a habit around doing something that you don't really like doing. And how many examples of that in your life can you think of? Because it takes a lot, it takes intentional effort. And we have to remind ourselves of why we're doing it, that we can connect the dots between visibility equals relationships equals trust equals sales. Like, those things are all so directly connected, because if you don't talk about your business and you don't put yourself out there, you don't let people know about what you're doing, what it's all for, who it's for, then you're not going to be seen. And when you're not seen, you don't have the traffic that you need to create the clients and the revenue that you want. And that's really an important part of your business, right? So building this habit takes this intentional action. And that's what the visibility tour is all about. And so I wanted to make sure that you didn't get kind of like overwhelmed by the idea of creating a visibility tour, because it's a lot more simple than like planning for years in advance for a book tour or things that use that word. And if you're like, Kelly, oh, thank you, I just really needed to hear that it's not like so intense, please send me a message. If you have a different name that you think would be, you know, more exciting to apply to this, I'm all ears. I'm up for changing it. But for now, we're calling it the visibility tour. And so I'm going to break down just what the four pieces are of what's included when you think about how you're going to approach doing a visibility tour. So the first one is your trusted touch points. So this is essentially what I'm calling the actions that you take on that regular basis. These are the small things that you do that take under 10 minutes that are external facing, so they involve somebody else. So they're the kinds of things where you're making a connection, and also it's not the behind the scenes stuff. So I just want to clarify that we can fill up our to-do lists with so many things that are like, listen to this podcast, thank you for listening, or watch this video, or do this training, or, you know, redo my like website copy or whatever you're doing behind the scenes. And sure, there's a place for all of that too. But I'm talking about like really putting yourself out there and making like somebody else can validate, like somebody else verifies. There's proof it happened, right? You didn't go for a walk by yourself. You went with somebody else. There's proof that it happened. This is external facing. And that's what's really important, is because it's about building relationships, because relationships is the core of visibility. And the best way for you to reach more people is through other people's audiences. People who have built a reputation, who have created trust and built authority with the people that are in their circle. And when they bring you in to share about whatever it is that you're doing, to feature you on their podcast, or to share a gift of yours with their audience, that is giving you extra credibility and trust by way of extension from them, which is a lot easier than breaking through to a cold audience, like getting discovered on the Explore feed on Instagram, for example. So this is what the real focus is behind everything. So step one is your trusted touch points. The second part of the visibility tour is understanding your messaging. So we can think about all of the places and all the things you might want to do as far as visibility goes, but what are you talking about? And it's really important to get clear on one specific message. So this means that if you have a multi-passionate business and you do multiple things, you're choosing one of those things to focus your visibility tour around, because you want to become the go-to expert in that one area for the purpose of this tour. So it's really important that we're focusing on that and not confusing and diluting the message, especially if we're not like speaking to thousands and thousands of people. You really need to make sure that wherever they're finding you through whatever pathway, whatever that looks like, there's consistency to the message that you're sharing. So when I create visibility tours with clients and what I teach you how to do actually inside of the program, the Visibility Revolution, is to call that your tour theme. So you're picking your one area of expertise that you most want to be known for right now, like that's directly related to something that you're selling right now. And that is what we're going to highlight and underscore and create messaging around. Because then you're not doing a podcast about something over here and a different thing over there. And then, you know, doing a collaboration with somebody that's about something different. And it's just you are the only consistent part of it. We want you to become known as the go-to in one particular space that you work in. So that is an important part. And that's the second part of the visibility tour. The third part is that you capture your leads. So I say this all the time, visibility for the sake of visibility is not helpful. You need to be able to actually build relationships and nurture the people who are seeing you and connecting with you in some way. So that means you need a lead magnet to be able to collect email addresses. So this is, again, I do not prioritize social media as a method of communication or as a method of getting discovered for visibility purposes. I prioritize email marketing, which means that we have to build an email lead magnet. And this is relevant for you regardless of whether your business is primarily online or offline, because this is like the key approach to tying those two things together and having a way for you to actually reach out and follow up and share more information and be seen more frequently inside of a space, aka somebody's inbox, that is where they're actually going to pay attention. Because they look at their email as work, they take it more seriously, and emails get opened 30 to 40 times more effectively than social media posts get seen. So your percentage of your audience is going to see your social media posts is like 1% to 2% statistically. And your percentage of people who are going to open emails from you is like a minimum of 30 to 40%. And that's on the low end of industry standards. So that's why email marketing is so important and why you have to create something. And I show you how to do this really simply inside of the Visibility Revolution as well, within a week of a PDF or a free resource or a cheat sheet or something that's helpful and can get somebody a really quick win and that is valuable enough that they will trade their email address for it. So that is another important piece of what you're going to build as part of your visibility tour. So then you go out and you say, get on a podcast or you speak somewhere or you are going to a networking event, you have something to give. So just as an example as well, I did go to an in-person event and I was speaking, but as part of it, I also got to kind of have a booth as part of the event. And what I did at that booth was I gave away a code for people to get one of my digital products, my new audio course, The Ultimate Roadmap to Visibility off Social Media, as a gift for being there. So I was able to get their email addresses. So now I have a way of contacting them, connecting with them, following up with them, and keeping them in my world, keeping myself present and visible to them so that I come to mind when they think about visibility, which is the whole purpose. And that is the key message of my visibility tour, in case you didn't catch on. So number four element of the visibility tour is that you measure your results. So a lot of this is going to be like testing out different ways to reach people, testing out different collaborations that work really well, and just assessing what feels good for you and what doesn't, right? Like maybe you do decide you want to like go to a trade show or an event where you have a booth and you put all of this effort and probably some money into creating some visuals, you know, I bought a tablecloth for the booth that I did, that kind of thing. And you want to know if it actually worked. Like, was that a good audience for you? Was that a good connection? Are people in this space a good fit for you to get in front of so that you can then go find more of those? One of the things that I do as part of my consistent visibility is I participate in email bundles. So these are hosted. I've never hosted one myself, but other people, there's lots. You might have found me through one actually, but people will put together a bundle of great products that support a particular audience with a particular need. And so I'm finding that aligning really specifically with the messaging of that bundle is important. Like I could be part of a bundle that, you know, has all kinds of things, like it has business resources and it has personal tools, et cetera. Those haven't worked as well as being very specific to entrepreneurs, specific to people who want to build their business and get more visible without using social media is like the ultimate level of alignment. So that's the kind of assessment when it comes to measuring results that I'm looking at as far as like the numbers of people that I'm actually getting as subscribers on my email list as a result. And just being really aware of what's working and what isn't so that you can fine tune that and double down on what's going to work really well for you. So that is the visibility tour. I hope that that makes it a little more accessible, seeming like something that's easy to do. And quite honestly, since I started it last July, I haven't really stopped because it's become a habit. It's enjoyable. I find it simple to make these connections. And I continue to this day to track everything that I'm doing on a calendar so that even on the days where I feel like, I just like don't want to do anything, I know that if I make one connection and do one thing, that's going to set me up for future me is going to be so happy when future me has somebody sending out an email on my behalf in July. That's something that I just secured yesterday for myself, even though I didn't even put on makeup yesterday and I didn't want to show up at all. So this is what I mean by like, what might seem hard right now is just getting going, right? Is building that momentum and taking the first step and feeling the energy. So it's not just like getting a result of, you know, getting 500 people on your email list. That's a great result. Or getting front page media coverage. That's a great result. But the extra benefit is the feeling of momentum when you know that you're doing something intentional to push yourself a little bit outside of your comfort zone to get that visibility that goes so far towards building your reputation and your profile as the go-to brand in your space so that you get to do more of what you want to do with your business. Like you got into this business because you love it. You love what you do. You know the power of the impact that you can make with what you do. And you need clients in order to do that, which means you need to get more visible. And I hope that this visibility tour method can help you there. And if you want more information, you want to unpack this a little bit more deeply, then I would love to invite you to my masterclass. You can watch it now on demand. And it is going to help outline for you the next 60 days of your visibility plan. What to do it, how to get over the fear of self-promotion and the key to using social media for relationship building rather than being a content churner, somebody who has to create more posts and create more content. I know that I totally resist that. And if that resonates with you, then I'd love for you to check out the masterclass. The link is ksco.ca/masterclass. It's also in the show notes. And I will see you there. And I'll be able to send you some follow-up emails as a result of you participating in that. And I'm always here on Instagram as well for questions, for connection, for you to reach out and actually let me know what's going on for you when it comes to visibility. If this resonated, please reach out, please connect, and I will be glad to have a conversation with you. And so I will see you next week. See you, hear you, speak to you. I guess the one sad thing for me is that the podcast is one-way communication. So I really do appreciate when you guys send me a message back. Let me know that you watched or listened. You can watch it on YouTube, actually, if you really want to watch me speak with my hands. I'm a big hand talker. See what my fingernails are painted like right now. because they're always flashy in some way, shape, or form. So bye for now, and I'll talk to you next week.
You did it! You just listened to another episode of the Entrepreneur School podcast. It's like you just went to business school while you folded your laundry, prepped dinner, or picked up your kids at school. Thank you so much for being here. I want to personally celebrate your commitment to growing your business. You can imagine I'm throwing confetti for you right now. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a review, make sure you're subscribed, and let us know you're listening by screenshotting this episode and tagging us on Instagram. Head to entrepreneurschool.ca for tons of tools and resources to help you grow your business while keeping your family a priority. You can subscribe to our email list and join our community. And until next time, go out there and do the thing.